This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Time now to go in the clubhouse with Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops and GM of the Washington Nationals, presented by FH Fur, FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals, absolutely the best. Mike, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing well. We are happy to see that Patrick Corbin got back on track last night, pitched a really good game for the Nationals. Did you see anything different from him in this game as opposed to his first two outings? Did anything really jump out at you from Corbin yesterday?
Well, you know, with the naked eye, he looked a lot the same. He did have better command of his fastball, but analytically, the spin rate of his slider was way closer to his 18 and 19 production than it was early on this year. So I think that had a lot to do with it. It was something that that the boys concentrated on during his bullpen session, and I think that as the game went on, he felt better about it and got more comfortable with it and pitched a lot better in the sixth inning than he did really in the first and second innings.
Yeah, he was spectacular. He looked like he did in the World Series last night.
He did. He looked a lot closer to normal to me than he has throughout 20 and early in 21. So that's a good sign. He pitched great, and we got some timely hitting and some timely walks, and kind of squeezed one out there at the end, which was great.
Always good to have you on after a win. All right. And I know you always say that the rest of the league's not going to feel sorry for you, but you have good news and bad news. Obviously, the good news is Corbin pitched great. Bell hit his first. That's good. And you guys won the game. But then we've got the issue with Juan, all right? And obviously, Strassi's on the ill. How concerned are you with both of those guys right now?
Well, the pitchers are always more concerning than the position players. Juan's got a strain in his shoulder, so we think that should heal. That'll just take time, but it'll heal, and he'll be back to normal, and we'll get our offense back on track. And Strauss doesn't feel too concerned about it, which makes me feel good because he knows his body, and we're hoping with pitchers, as long as they're shut down, they have to ramp up. So as long as he doesn't pitch is how long it's going to take when he comes back to pitch in the big league. So it's often time consuming. So we're not sure with a timetable on either guy, but we don't think either those injuries are long term or season ending or anything like that. So we'll get those guys back. We just have to win games in their absence, and opportunity knocks for some young player that wants to show what they can do, and that's what this game is all about.
Mike, do you get differing levels of pushback from players depending on their age and their experience? Like you just mentioned, Strasburg knows his body. He's been at it longer than Soto. Soto's young. Is he like, when you deliver that news to him, you're going on the 10-day IL, is he, battling back at you? What is that dynamic like with different players?
Yeah, well, all of these guys want to play. That's what they do for a living, and they love the game. So, that's always a bad conversation with players. Mm-hmm. You know, they were putting you on the DL. Oftentimes, it's a difficult conversation just because they're so disappointed that they're hurt. You know, when you're hurt, you're hurt. You know it. What they have learned in this organization is that we do what's best for the player's long-term health, and I think they appreciate that. You know, we're about these guys staying healthy, and we're certainly not going to make any rash decisions about keeping a Juan Soto in the lineup when, you know, maybe he shouldn't, and then you know, he takes a swing or takes a throw, and then something bad happens. You know, where we nipped this in the bud early, and before it became really bad. So that's a good thing. So, but the players trust that we're doing the right thing for them, and I think that translates into their agents and into their trust factor with us. And so there's often, when you give them the facts, and we educate them, we show them the MRIs and explain to them what these things mean in the pictures and that type of thing. And because we want to make a good team, a team decision that everyone can accept.
You obviously can't replace Juan Soto's production, one of the best hitters in the game, but his injury does provide an opportunity for a guy like Yadiel Hernandez, who was killing it in spring training at West Palm, couldn't make the big club at the beginning, but now's his opportunity. He gets a chance to shine with Soto's sideline. What should we expect to see out of Hernandez while Soto's on the 10-day IL?
Yeah, that's the flip side of all these things, guys, is that, these are opportunities for these young players to shine and to show that they belong and to show that there's a role for them in the big leagues. And, Yadi's not a young player, but he's a young major league player. He was a star player in Cuba. And when we brought him over here, the one thing he could always do, his one constant is he's a terrific hitter. He puts the bat on the ball. He's got some power. He uses all fields. He doesn't strike out much. So he's a consummate hitter. He's worked hard on his defense in the outfield. So I think he'll get a chance to play out there. Got a pinch hit opportunity last night. With Stevenson playing so well in a backup role, he'll get the majority of reps, I would believe, in Soto's absence. But Yadi and other players are going to get opportunities when the big boys get hurt, and that's, I think, the sign of a good organization that can keep replacing these guys. And like you said, you're not replacing Juan Soto with that anybody as good as Juan Soto, because there's not many in the whole game as good as him. So we just have to try and score runs different. We have to play a clean version of baseball like we did last night. We played good defense. Our bullpen came back in the back end of the game after Tanner gave up the couple runs and closed them down and get some timely hitting from some sources that you don't normally have to rely on. So baseball is a game that's it's not like the NBA where you say, here's the ball, Michael Jordan, win us the game. Baseball is a game that's won by, you need 40, 45, 50 players throughout the season to win a championship like we did in 19. And I think that's what makes this game so special.
Yeah. Another guy we're waiting to see and is John Lester make his Nats debut. Any timetable on him making his first start, and how's he feeling?
He feels great. I saw him yesterday. I talked to him for a while. Davey and I sat with him and had a conversation with him. Yesterday, he threw a 72-pitch simulated game. So I think Sunday he's scheduled to pitch again, closer to 90 pitches, I believe, is the schedule. And then after that, we're going to reevaluate. And if he feels ready, then we think he'll be close. And we could possibly see him after that, but there's really it's all dependent on how he's feeling after that outing, and whether we're going to grab him from the alternative site or let him take one more start down there. So he's close. We're excited that he's coming back. He couldn't be coming back at a better time, and to have his veteran presence on the bench and on the hill when it's his turn to pitch is going to be huge for us.
Joined by Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops, GM of the Washington Nationals. So Josh Bell picks a perfect time to hit his first homer as a Nat, and that guy is a Hulk. Like, when you stand next to him, he's 6'4", like, goes 250 plus. Do you look at him and are you like, man, this guy could be a defensive end in the NFL? He's that big, he's that powerful, and he showed it on his home run yesterday.
He really is. He's a huge human being. He really is. And he was a great high school football player. Mm-hmm. He's a great athlete. But he's huge. He was seeing the ball extremely well before we had to stop the stoppage with the COVID. 10 days off for any hitter is a rhythm breaker. He's a big rhythm guy when he hits. He's going to take a little bit longer to see pitches again and to get comfortable again. I see him getting it. He used the whole field the last couple of days. Hit a bullet down to left field for a double, and then took a hanging curveball and did what you're supposed to do with it. Hit a home run with it, and hopefully he's feeling good about himself because we're going to, with Juan or without him, we're going to need that long lineup that we put together to be hitting on all cylinders and to get what we want to get.
Mike, I know you don't care about other teams in the league, but just as a fan, some of the things that are happening around baseball, I don't know, it's they're head scratching. Oakland's won 10 straight. They start out 0-7, now they're 10-7. Actually, I'm sorry, 11-7. They've won 10 straight. The Mariners at 11-7. The Giants are playing much better than expected. The Yankees are hitting .208 as a team. The Cubs are hitting .190 as a team. I mean, some of these numbers, is that just a product of stuff from last year, or is there just more parity? I don't know. I mean, obviously the Dodgers are very dominant, and they proved that last year, but some of these other teams in the divisions and the numbers they're putting up, bad and good, I can't get a hold of it.
Yeah, I think you look at each one of those situations, independently and see where they're at. I do know the Dodgers are, we played the Dodgers. They've got a heck of a ball club and they're playing extremely well without, two of the best players in the league. So they're feeling good about themselves. And these other teams are come out of the gate early, which is great, which is important. But let's not forget, it's a long season, 162.
Right.
It shows all the cracks in the foundations of these franchises and of the rosters and that type of thing. That to me is the beauty of baseball. It is a test of endurance. And usually the best team wins at the end because you're playing so many games and it's such a thorough test of who you are and how you handle adversity and that type of thing. So it's going to be interesting. We're just cracking the surface of this season, and it's going to be a great season going forward.
Mike, we know you're up to your eyeballs with work with the Nats every day of the year. But we're 8 days away from the NFL draft. Do you pay any attention to the NFL draft? We know you're a Chicago guy. Your Bears draft 20th. Do you have a few guys you think they might pick? Or is it all Nats all the time for you at this point?
I'm a huge NFL fan, but I don't, I don't dive into the prognostications of the draft and that type of thing as much as I used to. I do know the teams that are going to, that are looking for quarterbacks that are, I'm kind of getting the ins and outs from my NFL fix on the shows. But I do know the Bears need a lot of help. I think they're looking for a cornerback out of the draft and looking forward to see what the Washington football team does because I follow them extremely closely and see what they do, trade up, trade down or what. But it's an exciting time. I think the NFL has done a good job with advertising that draft and making it kind of an event. I think that baseball moving its draft to the All-Star break is trying to do the same. So I think it'll become an event some down the road, and it's going to be, it's often a fun time.
Well, I hope as a Bears fan you like big, old, redheaded quarterbacks. Because Andy Dalton is your guy.
That is your guy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what? Speaking of the draft.
As an old baseball guy said to me one time, said, find something you like about it, because you got them.
Right, exactly. And you're going to have to. What are they doing with the draft? You said the draft is all-star break this year. I know last year it was shorter. It was only five rounds last year, I think. What are they doing this year?
Correct. It was five rounds last year. This year we're getting closer to normal. We're going 20 rounds this year. It's going to be a very thorough draft, and I know our guys are out there grinding away like they always are, and you know we're going to huddle up and meet, around that time, about 2 weeks before that, and put together our draft board, and when it's time to draft, we're going to pick a winner.
Mike, best of luck today against the Cards, then a road trip to the Mets, a day off, and then Friday back at it. So thanks again for the time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Yep.
Thanks.
Of course, that's Mike Rizzo in the clubhouse presented by FH Fur, FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best.
You like mock drafts, right?
I do like mock drafts. This is correct, yes.
I'm looking at the latest mock draft in baseball. This is from prospectjournal.com.
Okay.
And it has the Nats at number 11 taking a kid named Jaden Hill, right-handed pitcher from LSU. There you go.
Okay.
That's who they're taking.
I usually favor NFL mock drafts. I don't know if I've ever looked at a baseball mock in my life.
Oh, they're out there, my friend. We're gonna have a baseball mock expert on the show tomorrow.
Oh, we are?
Oh, okay. I thought we're doing our show mock draft for the MLB tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have to huddle on that. When we come back, though, I know that we're going to talk to Matt Valdez's new friend, Logan Thomas, tight end for the Washington football team. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is one of Matt Valdez's new friends, Logan Thomas, Washington football team tight end, joins us. How you doing, Logan? Good morning.
What's up, Lo?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We were talking with our producer, Matt Valdez, who you played golf with yesterday. It sounds like there's potential for a bromance, like a budding friendship between you two.
We had fun yesterday.
Yeah, you guys had a good time.
And then I think we got a new golf crew.
Possibly.
I had a great time. You know, one of my good friends from home, connected us two, and you know everything kind of blossomed yesterday on the course.
And I know you like free golf, just like Valdez does.
Hey man, it's a treat for me.
Well, what'd you think? Have you played River Creek before?
No, I haven't. That place is beautiful. Right down by the river.
Yeah.
You got some tough holes down there. Definitely down to like the last four. Some pretty tough holes, but You know, everything was just beautiful. It was well kept, nice and neat. So it was definitely a course I would recommend and play again.
Logan was definitely looking at houses.
Oh, he was. He was scouting the area.
He was eyeing a couple.
Oh, okay.
There's some big daddies on that court. I think Mike Shanahan had a house there when he was here, and I know DeSean Jackson when he was here had a townhouse right next to the clubhouse too. Although he liked to show up in the clubhouse in jeans shorts, and they said no.
Well, Logan got
you better bring that back to Philly.
Logan got a nice tour of one of the backyards since his ball was in it.
I put one on somebody's porch.
Oh. Why you got to call him out like that?
That happens.
Either, I don't think.
That's a great spot. So when's the next time you guys think you might play?
Hopefully sometime within the next couple of weeks. I'll be up here for these workouts that we're having. So hopefully, you know, we can link up again.
So where do you live? Where's your primary home?
I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia. That's my primary.
Okay.
Up here. Yeah, up here I usually just rent until, you know, hopefully at some point I can be here for long term.
By the way, if you're a fantasy football player and you picked up Logan Thomas about a quarter of the way or halfway through the season, it paid huge dividends, Jason. I mean, he caught 72 balls last year,
yep,
found the end zone six times, had almost 700 yards receiving. I mean, those are really good numbers, Logan. I'm guessing you're going to look to build on those in 2021 with Ryan Fitzpatrick slinging the rock for you back there.
Yeah, I'm excited about what's going into 2021 here. I think we have built a lot over the last year. We've got a good relationship in our locker room. Scott Turner had done a great job, and I think we just reloaded, got some more good talent. In this free agency period, and I'm excited to see what we do in the draft. But for me personally, yeah, I'm excited to see what I can do in 21. I want to build, get better. You know, 72, 700 is great, but you know, hopefully we can get a little bit more wins and get into the playoffs and do a little more damage there.
Well, you know, Fitz likes to sling it. Now, I don't know if they're gonna. I don't know what they're going to do in terms of the play, you know, the play calling and the game plan, but he likes to sling it. And I know you got a couple guys on the outside that can go deep, but he used Mike Gesicki a lot in Miami.
Hey, no doubt about that. Yeah, you're right. Fitz likes to throw that ball. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, something's going good, it's going to stay good. And, you know, if he has one or two bad ones, he's going to throw himself into a good one. So he is, he's definitely electric. He's fun. You know, I think with this offense, like you said, with the two guys we have outside, I think the addition of Humphreys inside and, like you said, Gesicki had quite a year last year, made some big plays last year. And, you know, I'm excited to see what I can do, you know, especially with those three guys opening up the inside of the field for me.
We're joined by Logan Thomas, Washington football team tight end and new golfing buddy of Junk's producer, Matt Valdez. Have you had a chance to connect yet with what appears to be the feel-good story of the year for the Washington football team? Samus Reyes, who was signed to like an international development contract with the Washington football team, a guy who came to this country to play hoops. He caught the eye of NFL scouts, and now he's going to be coming to camp with the Washington football team. Are you going to bring him under your wing, show him the ropes? Talk about your relationship, if there is one yet, with Samus Reyes.
Absolutely. So when I saw he signed, I got his number and gave him a call. The kid is very humble, very excited to learn, to grow, and the dude is a mountain of a man. He makes me feel small when I walk beside him. He's something else. But, yeah, I feel like a person like myself is going to be very good for him, a person who has a pretty good knowledge of the game, can kind of tell him what to expect, has done a little bit of everything in this league and seen a little bit of everything in this league. I think I'm one of the guys that can really help him move forward. Also, he's got a heck of a tight end coach, an assistant tight end coach, and Pete Hainer and Todd Storm. So he came into a really good situation with the people that he's going to be around.
Well, plus, you know, he's resilient too, because he was on with Grant and Danny here on the Fan last week, and he basically was left to fend for himself in a foreign country.
By himself, yeah.
Barely knew the language when he was 15 years old. Like, could you imagine being dropped into Chile when you're 15, Logan, and people are saying, you know what, you're on your own. You kind of have to fend for yourself here with no support system. And he did it, and he's thriving. It's pretty amazing.
That is, it's one of those stories that you say that cannot be real. And, you know, I'm excited to see where that toughness takes him, because, you know, that's really one of those things that shines in a league like ours.
Hey, Logan, what's your opinion of the 17th game being added?
That's one of those things that is, I guess we had to do. It's not really like we had a big time say in it.
Right.
I love playing football. Like, don't have a problem, you know, playing another game. But at the same time, it's just another one of those games that's on your body. I think football has been special because it's always been, well, for the last, you know, 30 years, it's been 16 games. And you know, at the end of those 16 games that, you know, what your record's going to be. So I'm wondering what the 17th game and how that's going to throw a loop and like playoff seeding and stuff, because that's going to be interesting when you get that extra game.
Right. But it's worth it probably to eliminate two preseason games that are eliminated or just one?
I think it's just one. I still think it's the same total amount of games.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Replay the preseason game with the.
I got you. Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you go out and play golf with some guys on the team, who else likes to play with you?
Well, this is our first offseason actually being together, so right now there's not a whole bunch of guys up here.
I'm sure you could say that.
The nickname is trickled out.
Damn, that's my bad. I shouldn't have said that. But what about McLaurin?
Yeah, I know Terry's got the itch.
Yeah, well, when he gets up here, I'll take him out there. We'll get going and see how far he's come in that little bit of time. I watched a little video on him, so you know, I'm happy that a guy like him is putting a good name to the golf people.
Logan, I really hate to do this, and I've never done this on the show before, but I'm going to get in your pockets for a second. Actually, I do this all the time. It's one of the things I really love to do. I'm checking out your contract details on spottrack.com. Now, your representation, okay. They were smart enough to sign you to just a two-year deal. So it worked for you. It worked out for the team. But if you compile, you know, like an 80-catch season, you find the end zone six or seven times, you're going to be looking at a big, fat free agent contract at the age of, let me see, 31. I know you're not thinking about it. I am, because I'm white trash and I'm greedy. But is that something that's in the back of your mind? Like, I need to produce, because if I produce another year like 2020 in 2021 – you might not be staring at Travis Kelce money, but you might be like that next tier below, which is a pretty good tier to be in.
You know, it's one of those things that you can't help but think about. I think if you asked anybody that, and they said no, they've never thought about it, they'd be lying to your face.
Yep.
So yeah, sure, it's in the back of your head, but you know, when it comes time to step on the field, that's secondary to anything. For me, it's, you know, a lot of it is playing football with the guys that are out there and building relationships with them. And then taking care of my family, of course, would be, you know, right there with it. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens. For me, I'm secure with what I've done in the past. And I've been good with my money. And so, you know, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If it does, awesome.
Your parents didn't have to worry about this, but I got two Virginia Tech tuitions coming up in the fall. Oh, that hurts. That's a punch to the gut, my friend. Hey, real quick, I know you're in some golf pools. Who are you picking for the Zurich?
Well, so in my pool, you know, I got like the 11th pick. So, you know, all the stud teams are gone at that point, but I'm definitely going with Rahm and Palmer. I'm just a Rahm fan just because the guy's so daggone consistent. But the one I really want to watch, though, is the Kokrak Perez. I bet you that is going to be a fun time out there on the course.
Look at Logan breaking down the pairings, man. He is neck deep in the golf nerdery. Well, we appreciate it.
I love it.
You know what? We're going to set aside some time so you can talk to D's and you guys can set up your next tee time and figure that out. But thanks again for joining us. It's Logan Thomas from the Washington football team, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we got offers for RTJ.
Yes, they're coming in.
Coming in as we speak.
Yes, perfect. All right, Logan, thanks again, man. We appreciate talking.
See you, bro.
Thank you guys for having me.
He's a good dude, and now one of Valdez's golfing buddies, Logan Thomas. And I'm sorry, if he puts together another season, Jason, like the one he just had, he's getting paid by somebody. Whether it's Washington football team or another team in the NFL, he's building quite a resume as an up-and-coming tight end. So good for him.
Got to take care of them kids.
Got to do it. Have to do that.
And like you said, anybody who says they don't think about their lion, so I guarantee he's thinking about it.
Of course.
As long as he stays healthy, he should put up at least the same amount of numbers, maybe even better. Yeah.
When we come back, it's Game Show Wednesday here on the Junks. 800-636-1067 is the number. You can start calling now. Get lined up for some fact or fiction. We have a good prize to give away, too. We have Junkies logoed golf balls to give away. If we gave them to Logan Thomas, he would hit them in people's backyards. But you can call now to try to win those next on The Fan. Hey, stop worrying about those pesky plumbing problems and call the five-star plumbing experts at Crop Metcalf. From water heaters and garbage disposals to sump pumps and main water lines and everything in between, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician can handle any and all of your plumbing needs. Call Crop Metcalf today at 1-800-GO-CROP to save $50 off your next plumbing service, or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington on a game show Wednesday brought to you by MGM National Harbor, who, by the way, they are hiring for the dealer trainee program. You can be the next Cody Betts at MGM National Harbor. Attendees will learn how to deal blackjack and baccarat. I've heard some people pronounce it baccarat without the T. I put the T on the end. Program begins May 24th. Will take place Monday through Friday. Attendees will earn $11.75 an hour during the training. People interested should go to careers.mgmresorts.com and search Table Games Dealer Program. So if you want to deal for a living or as a side hustle, check that out.
Be a professional cooler.
You could be a professional cooler, yes, exactly.
I've only played baccarat maybe once in a casino, but I have a friend who loves to play it, and it's okay. Not Rom.
Right.
And my buddy went out to Vegas. This was probably 10 years ago. And he sat down and he played baccarat. And he walked out of the casino with $100,000 cash.
Wow. That is quite a score.
And he had to put it in his suitcase to fly back. And he put it through security. And he said the guy looked at him and he just shook his head. And he walked onto the plane with a suitcase full of $100,000 cash.
I don't know anything about baccarat. All I know is it's wildly popular at MGM National Harbor. Like, I walk by the tables, and there's always crowds gathered. They're always busy. I mean, that area of the casino is always hopping.
You want to have you get the two cards against the dealer's two cards. You want to be closest to the total of nine as possible.
Okay. I mean,
and that's
sure.
How you play. And the face cards are worth zero.
Okay.
And you want to have, so if you got a jack and a nine, I think that's a pretty good hand.
Okay. I'll have to take your word for it. I couldn't
know
less.
Does that sound right, Valdez?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention. Sorry.
All right, okay.
I was thinking of my Who Am I?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Right.
But it is a game show Wednesday. We're playing Who Am I? We're doing the round robin version, and at stake for the winner is a dozen Golfdom TaylorMade Junkies logoed golf balls. Play the ball that's better for all. Play the TaylorMade TP5 and TP5X. I hope I'm reading that right. The font is very small. Compliments of and available at Golfdom. Details at thefandc.com/contests.
Okay.
I want to get the model number of the item right, Jason, for all the golf nerds out there.
Sounded right. All right, so okay, what are we doing here? Are we spinning the wheel? What are we doing?
Well, we got to bring people on the phone line.
Okay. I thought Cakes already did that. Sorry.
Well, we've got a bunch of donks lining up, probably a bunch of prize pigs in the mix. Mm-hmm. We've got Joe in Manassas on line one.
No, he's gone. In. Sorry.
All right. Well, welcome in Travis from Centerville on line two.
Travis?
Hello.
Hello, Travis.
All right.
Hello.
Hold tight.
Got Eric in Arlington on line three.
Hey, fellas.
What's up, Eric? Good morning to you. A show staple calling in on line four, Cowboy Todd. He has played in a lot of games recently.
Hey, morning, fellas.
What's up, Cowboy? And Rob on line five.
Oh, we're doing a four-man?
Sure, why not? More the merrier. Why not? Let's do it.
Good morning.
I don't think Cakes knows how to play Who Am I.
I know how to play. We give clues, and one of these donks jumps in with their name with a guess. If they know who it is, if they guess correctly, they win. Isn't that the gist of the game?
We'll see how it goes.
Let's spin the wheel. We're going to spin the wheel. I love having power in this game.
Please land on me. Please land on me. Please land on me now.
Bish bucks.
I knew that wasn't going to land on me.
All right. Here's your first clue. I am a very popular 90s pop song.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, see, I threw a little curveball in there.
That is a massive curveball.
Because it ain't a person, it's a song.
Who throws a good curveball in the MLB these days, Jason? Who's a good curveball guy?
I mean, I don't know. Like
Baseball Cakes needs to know.
Like DeGrom? I don't know.
All right, that's a DeGrom-esque curveball you're throwing.
Trevor Bauer? All right, so your first clue is I'm a very popular 90s pop song.
Oof. Ooh. Now I need to Google popular 90s songs.
Drabby.
Yes.
Yeah, I hooked you.
All right.
I am performed by a one-hit wonder.
Ooh.
Oh, now that, you're really getting difficult.
All right. Any guesses from the peanut gallery? Nope. Nothing.
Any guesses, peanut gallery? Nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
Don't be me. Don't pick me. Please don't pick me. Don't ever pick me.
D's.
Is that going to stick now?
I think so. I wish I could say the second word.
I wish you could, too. I think everybody knows it. They're filling it
right.
in.
This song is performed by a group, not a solo act.
Okay. All right. So your first clue is 90s popular pop song. Second clue is one-hit wonder. Third clue is it's a group, not an indie.
Okay.
All right. Any guesses? Any guesses?
Nope. Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Sounds very quiet.
Maybe we should have an audio clue. It only leaves one guy, and his name rhymes with snakes.
Yes, it does. All right. So far, popular 90s pop song, one-hit wonder, by a group.
Mm-hmm.
Your next clue is all male.
Travis.
All right, Travis, give it a shot.
Is it M-Bop by Hanson?
Yes!
Oh,
that's my computer.
What
that's
a good
on
pull.
My computer screen right now. It's super catchy. M-Bop. I think they were from Oklahoma, if my memory
Sounds
serves
right.
me correctly. They may have had one other like minor hit, but nothing on the level of M-Bop, which is super catchy.
You're so, right. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Congrats to him. That's a good pull.
Who was that? Who won?
Travis.
Travis, I got him. Line
Travis is a big winner, so congrats to Travis. Now, M-Bop's going to be in my head all day. I think I'm going to have to listen to it at some point.
Well, I think, Valdez is going to play it.
I think he probably should. It's super catchy.
That
I don't
was,
care what
and
people
you're
say,
right.
this song's catchy.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I was thinking of when I said all male. Or not all male.
Right. You said group.
Oh, you were thinking of Hanson?
I was. That's what I told Drab.
Oh, wow.
Jason, who are you thinking of?
I didn't have a clue.
Now,
when you threw out one hit wonder, I just
no
didn't
no
have a
no. When you picked your song,
oh, I was just so general. It could have been a billion songs.
Now I googled 90s songs. I went with M-Bop, but my backup because I believe these guys. It's an all male band. Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. I think would have been a good backup.
That is
came
a good
out
one.
In 1997. Now they had, they had some other charting songs, but that's their big hit. Let's be honest.
Who was Drab thinking of?
I don't know.
I was thinking of Barbie Girl by Aqua.
That's also on my list. 1997.
Silly song. Yeah. Now, that got eliminated when we went to all male group.
Although the one song I heard it the other day and I was kind of thinking about it. I can't remember the band, but Cakes, remember the song If You Could Only See? If you
yes.
could only see the way she loves me, I think is
That's,
the lyric.
Who is that? What band is that?
I think it's Tonic.
I think you're right.
Yeah. That was probably the one I would have fallen back on.
Drabby, this song is catchy too. I mean, it's for 13-year-old girls, but it has a good beat to it.
It's a throwback.
Now, it's an earworm, and you're going to be hearing this all day long. You won't be able to get rid of it. I might only want to listen to it once, though, I'll be honest.
Hey, Deez, can you play a little Tonic, If You Could Only See the Way She Loves Me? I love that tune.
It's a good one.
Didn't we have someone come in studio to play that?
I don't know.
Back in Fairfax?
Maybe.
And then we had a sing-off with Horsey.
A sing-off?
I don't recall that.
Don't you remember that?
I do not. Apparently, that's a Junk's memory that I've repressed.
Because Horsey thought he could sing a cappella.
Oh, okay. Well, he can't sing
song,
like this.
This song is silly.
Yeah.
This is the Drabby. This is the song I was thinking about. And I think this is a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I don't think they had a song anywhere approaching this song.
I don't think Tonic put any other good songs, but I could be wrong. I think that worked.
Hey, that was a nice curveball, Jason.
Yeah, I like that one.
I know. I was expecting you to say, I rushed 4,000 yards or something like that.
Nah. See? I know you expected that, so I'd switch it up on you.
By the way, doing my research on Tonic, who Valdez is playing, they were active from 93 to 2004. Then I guess they went on hiatus for 4 years. Reformed in 2008, still after it in the present day. So they're still getting after it in 2021.
Well, it's a lock they wait until their last song to play that one. There's no way.
Of course, that's their encore.
They definitely don't open the show with that.
No. Well, if they're smart, they would play it like the second song in, and then play it as their encore too. They should double dip with that song because it's so silly.
Correct.
And they probably don't have. They have a big catalog, but not that many hits. So you play the hits for people. That's what you do, Jason.
Or just play that song 12 times.
Could do that as well. All right, we got to go. We should have a full crew tomorrow, so we hope you'll tune in. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next. Right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.